This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 50-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Looked at the label. His eyes grew wide. Oh, dear. It says here that side effects may include getting huge with occasional bouts of manliness. He said he had struggled gaining some weight. Coach Mack asked him, "Do you know why I eat so many bananas?" He says, "Have you ever seen a small gorilla?"
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. All right, Cam, let's hit some hour three headlines. I'll get us started. Coming from the Arizona Cardinals, I believe. Okay. Buda Baker, thumbs up, on the plane, headed back, good to go. Cleared by all physicians, nice. Released this morning on his way back. So, all good. All good for Buda Baker.
Good. Good to see. Always good to hear.
Good news for the NFL as well. You don't want their playoffs stopped by one of their best players getting derailed with a big-time injury. So,
hey, spin zone, he's probably the happiest Cardinal of all right now.
That is probably accurate. Or DeAndre Hopkins is. Like, man, I'm going to hold out more. They need to give me more money. I made Kyler Murray look like a top-five quarterback when I play.
Yep.
I need more money, please.
All right.
Give me more.
Well, sticking to the NFL, it seems like Pete Carroll and general manager Joe Schneider of the Seattle Seahawks are both keeping their jobs, which, was kind of seemed questionable at points. But it does seem like they're expected to fire their defensive coordinator as well as their defensive passing game coordinator. So it seems like they found a couple sacrificial lambs to kind of take the heat off of Carroll and them for the time being.
They're bringing everybody back? They're just going to run it back? They're just going to be like, hey, we're going to bring back Pete Carroll. You said John Schneider's coming back too, right?
Yep.
GM and Russell Wilson?
Yep, that's what it kind of seems like. I think they should have at least got rid of Pete Carroll. So, I don't know. Interesting there. We'll see how it plays out, I guess.
It's kind of surprising that they didn't. I mean, I guess you can't, but like the Mannings last night just hanging out with Russell Wilson, never even bothering to ask, like, hey, so what do you think about the future, man? You locked in Seattle? Like, you're going to
– yeah.
Like, you open to playing somewhere else? Like, how do you feel about the direction? Like, what do you want to see happen? They just ignored that and talked ball during a blowout, which made it even more awkward just because it was like a 23-point game whenever they were having those weird conversations.
Hey, they did talk about Russ feeling like they played championship-level football week 18. Now they really went out on a high note.
They did go out on a high note as they beat the terrible Cardinals. But – either way, all right, so Seattle somehow inexplicably running that back. We'll see. I still think there's a chance Russ is going to say, like, I want out. Got a headline for you. Some good news for a player that a lot of people, I think, have mixed feelings on, but James Harden.
Yes.
Donates over 5,000 essential supplies and a basketball court to the Haitian youth. How about that?
Nice. Good for him.
Says a goal of his is to win the NBA Community Assist Award. I always like whenever the stars are actually like really good at trying to give back and help too.
He's
so.
Doing it for the award, not for the people.
It does seem
not for his heart, but for the award.
It does seem a little cheap. He's like, I really want this award. It does cheapen.
Couldn't
it
get
award.
An NBA. It couldn't get an NBA Finals trophy, so he wants the Community Man of the Year trophy instead.
Yeah, that does seem does seem like it cheapens it a little bit, right?
Just a tad.
Yeah. Okay.
The Australian Open already had some controversy around it, obviously with Novak Djokovic ended up getting deported. He did not get to participate. Well, that kind of led to we had some Djokovic fans at the Australian Open, basically just causing chaos this week. If you don't know much about tennis, it's usually pretty chill and relaxed while the people are playing, stuff like that. Kind of similar to golf, how you kind of just like, you know, etiquette, the respect for the game, stuff like that. But lots of Djokovic fans that were upset with their, even the COVID protocols and Djokovic getting banned from the event, basically started fights and got ejected at the Australian Open over the weekend.
Good.
I like it.
They should.
Pro yep. chaos.
They should. Yeah. They paid their money. They came there to watch Djokovic, yep. and they're not letting him play. And he's trying to break a record. And I think I saw over the weekend he might not get to play in the next three. They say they're banning him for 3 years.
I think they can. I think the Australian okay. government has to, like, pursue that.
Okay.
But they have, like,
okay.
the power to ban his, like, visa to Australia.
Maybe they're telling him, like, unless you just chill out, like, you're not coming yeah. back the next 3 years.
That's what it seems like.
It could be four tournaments.
Yeah, they had signs and everything, basically just, just basically heckling the fans inside the stadium, basically protesting inside the Australian Open. And, yeah, it ended up resulting in a couple fights and people being ejected. So, wild stuff there.
Do you guys see the highlights from Nick Kyrgios?
Yeah, he's a performer.
In the first round of the Australian Open. He is Australian, so I guess he's maybe trying to give the home crowd a little extra oomph. I don't know, but hit an underarm tweener serve between his legs. Won the points.
No
In
way.
Between the rally, hit one between his legs, just standing there. Won the point. And then chugged a beer after the match with the fans. So just clowning his first-round opponent as he dominated him. But the Australian Open is off and running.
Free Novak till it's backwards.
Free Novak till it's backwards. The hell does that mean?
Am I supposed to, like, put his name backwards and try and come up with what that says?
What does that mean?
You never heard that expression? You know, like, hey.
Free someone till it's backwards? Yeah. What does it
free,
mean?
Hey, free him till it's backwards. And then, because then it would be Novak is free.
Okay.
Free Novak, Novak free.
Gotcha.
That's yeah,
understand
like a lot.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot. Was it
it's like a common that? Expression, I feel like.
Is it?
Huh. No, I've heard it before.
Maybe I'm not in tune with Djokovic. What else I got here? I guess kind of speaking of COVID, the NHL said it's not going to test any asymptomatic players, which, you know, it's kind of been
it's a smart
always
thing to
debated.
Do.
Yeah.
Do we think it's weird that the NFL gets to the playoffs and all of a sudden no one has COVID anymore?
I was just thinking.
Oh,
about
I knew
that.
It was going to happen like that.
I actually, I was going to mention that hour one, but I didn't want to jinx the Titans, so I didn't say it. So I think you should give a knock on wood.
Man, if I have that power,
you have
then
that
I need
power.
I need to be doing better things with my life. I need to be doing better things with my life.
Just come on, knock on wood. Just make me feel better. Thank you.
Feel better?
Yeah, it does. Actually, weirdly enough, that does make me feel a lot better.
Where does the knock on wood come from?
I don't know.
Good question.
Where does it come from? I'd like to know like what the origin of why people think that's good luck is.
Let's see if we can find out. Knock on wood.
Would really like to know. I've always heard it, never bothered looking into it.
It is one of those things that just everybody like consensually knows.
Yep. But never heard where it came from.
Why can't you knock on other surfaces, too, you know?
Yeah, why is wood special?
Knocking on wood is thought to come from the folklore of ancient Indo-Europeans, or possibly the people who predated them, who believed that trees were home to various spirits, and touching a tree would then invoke the protection or the blessing of the spirit within.
Okay. Well, so we killed the tree, so we're knocking on the dead spirits. So maybe if you knock on the tree wood, it's more effective.
So... this whole time we've been actually hurting ourselves potentially knocking on regular wood when if we knocked on a tree, good things would happen.
Yeah. And I don't even think you're supposed to knock on it, I think you're just supposed to touch it, it sounds like. Just a gentle caressing of the tree. Huh.
So if we caress enough trees, the Titans can win a Super Bowl.
How many trees can you caress, Charlie?
Quite a
bit. Yeah, a week.
How many trees are there?
It's a lot
Smokies.
Of trees.
I'll go rub and touch trees all day.
There are rumors, a report coming from the New York Times about airline CEOs warning that we might have like a day where we just ground all of our planes coming up this week because of
what?
5G being unveiled and how 5G could have immediate intervention, or could really just be catastrophic, I guess, for, like, I guess, air traffic controllers and, like, everything just kind of...
Wow.
And, like, communication there. The CEOs demanded, quote,
sense,
immediate
but...
intervention from the government before plans are grounded by the 5G service set to be deployed by AT&T and Verizon on Wednesday. Unless our major hubs are clear to fly, the vast majority of the traveling and shipping public will essentially be grounded, read the letters signed by CEOs of American Airlines, Delta, United, and Southwest.
So the people were right about 5G this whole time. Who knew?
The letter sent to the government says they fear 5G services will interfere with sensitive instruments that measure altitude on some planes, resulting in flight disruptions that could potentially strand tens of thousands of Americans overseas.
Imagine if the playoff teams all have to get on buses to go to these playoff games.
Oh, yeah,
this
didn't
weekend.
Even think about that part of it. Yeah.
I guess Cincinnati's not that far from Nashville. No one's really.
But the Rams getting on a bus from.
It's going from Tampa. Oof. Oof. Should have got the 2 seed. Sorry. Sorry about it.
Maybe they can meet in the middle.
I don't. If I'm the Bucks, I'm like, no. Yeah, no. You got to come to me. Sorry, buddy.
I wonder if that'll affect any sporting events, though.
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, like on an average day, I mean, I guess maybe. When was this written? Was this written Monday? Or I don't know. They said on an average day, basically, more than 1,100 flights and 100,000 passengers would have been subjected to cancellations or delays based on all this 5G. Something to keep an eye on, I guess, if you're traveling this week.
Yeah. It feels like...
Sounds like the Y2K of the air.
That really feels like major news. I can't believe this is the first I've heard of it.
It's on the
like,
New
I feel like that would be the number one thing on every single... outlet in America.
Like I said, maybe it's just the Y2K. Maybe people are trying to scare people.
Like
maybe
all
people
planes. Don't. Every plane in the country. Just not going to fly.
No, it said some planes are going to have like their altitude messed up, so I don't know about every plane, but it sounds like a lot of planes.
Huh. Wonder if some people are going to just rebel and try to take their private planes out. Can you do that? Is that possible?
Yeah, probably. Uh-huh. Probably. Cause
I don't think you get FAA permission, right?
Yeah, but I don't think you get to the same altitude, right, as the others. Like, isn't that like part
I'm
of the...
I'm not sure.
I don't know what the rules are here. I'm thinking of like small planes, not like an actual like private jet.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, you got trivia ready?
Yeah, sure.
You ready?
Good.
Tuesday trivia coming up after the break. Hopefully we'll have a better performance than last week. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's play some Tuesday trivia. The bar is the floor.
Actually, the bar is 2 points.
Yeah. All right, Cam, what are the topics for us today?
All right, the topics today are celebrity real names. I'll give you their name. You tell me the the stage name or actor, actress name, one of those. We got acronyms. I'll give you an acronym. You tell me what it means.
Okay.
Got general.
General.
You got odd sports. I'm going to describe a sport. You tell me what it is.
My name's Charlie. I've been watching ESPN 8 The Ocho all summer long.
You ready for that? And then we got college towns. I'm going to give you a college. You tell me what city it's in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to get any of the first three. You can go and take all of those, but I feel good about the last two.
So, yeah, celebrity real names. I put Tuesday trivia down for the second one. What was the second one?
Second one was acronyms.
Acronyms, yeah. Okay. And then, okay, general, odd sports, and college towns. All right. And we tied, so I guess you get to pick if you want to go first.
College towns for five.
College towns for five. All right. South Dakota State University.
Brookings, South Dakota.
All right. Charlie's on the board.
Okay, give me so we're going, you give me the college, I give the town. Give me college towns for three.
College towns for three. TCU.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth is correct.
College towns for four.
College towns for four. Central Michigan.
Central Michigan. Oh, my God. How did I forget? It's like a – it's got like a mish in it, like a shh sound. I don't know it.
It is Mount Pleasant.
Hmm.
Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Sound like a ish to me.
I got Brookings, South Dakota.
So. Celebrity real names for three. That was very quickly, too. Very confidently.
All right. Celebrity real names for three.
At least you already beat last week's score. So that's good. Got that going for us.
All right. Eric Marlon Bishop.
Eric Bishop. Eric Bishop.
This was for three?
Eric Marlon Bishop?
Yep.
A three-pointer makes me think it should be easier than this. Just in my, the guy I'm going to guess doesn't feel like he'd be a three-pointer. I'm missing somebody. That would be Eric Marlon Bishop. EMB. I'm just going to go with Easy E, but I don't think that's right.
Easy E is incorrect.
That was my guess, too.
It is Jamie Foxx.
Oh. Okay.
Give me odd sports for three.
Odd sports for three. All right. This full contact women's sport involves five skaters in an oval
roller
track.
Derby.
That is correct.
I think men play it too, just for the record. Wow. You sexist. They used to on TV when I was growing up, at least.
8-3 lead right now through 2.5.
Yeah. Give me acronyms for three.
Acronyms for three. YMCA.
Oh, my God.
It's fun to stay there, John.
I go to the YMCA every damn day.
I worked for the YMCA. I was a kids camp counselor.
Do you know what it stands for?
Yeah.
What I have in my head is... doing the damn hand signals to me. Man, I want to say... Okay, this is going to sound stupid. Is Y youth?
No.
Okay, then I'm not even going to go. Young?
You don't get to ask.
Well, then I'm wrong. No, I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not going to get my full
guess. What, the young men's...
What is it? What does it stand for?
Young Men's Christian Association.
Association. Okay, I thought the C was Christian. Okay. That doesn't make me feel as bad, but I thought... The Y was youth.
Yeah. Young men.
Well, youth and young. Okay, I wasn't far off then. Because
you know the song, Young Men.
Yeah. My M wasn't going to be men. It was going to be ministry. I was thinking it was like young ministry.
Young men.
Okay. Yeah,
there's
I've
need
heard this
to
song.
Get down.
When I think of the Village People, I do not think of Christian.
No, but you get the young man part.
Okay. Anyways, all right. So we're through three rounds, 8-3. Okay. Charlie, you're up next.
Give me odd sports for four.
All right. Odd sports for four. This sport, invented in Spain in 2004, basically is volleyball with a bouncy floor and a trampoline in the middle.
Spike ball.
Spike ball is incorrect.
I don't know what I thought. I think I did not hear you right. Oops. Okay.
It is bossa ball.
I wasn't going to get that anyway.
Give me general for three.
General for three. What U.S. First Lady was responsible for the 1980s Just Say No drug campaign?
The Throat Goat. Nancy Reagan.
Studio is telling me we do accept Throat Goat as an answer.
All right.
All right.
8-6?
8-6.
College Towns for two.
College Towns for two.
Damn, this is round five?
That's where I was going next. Four.
Round four?
Right.
No, we're through four.
That was.
This is your fourth question. Right?
This is his fifth question. This is
four, five, six.
So five, six, seven. So we have three questions each left, and I'm up 8-6.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And you're going for two. All right. North Dakota State.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Fargo is correct.
I feel like that. I don't know.
Give me. So this is my fifth question?
Yeah. Yes. Well, Charlie went first.
Yeah, and that was his fifth question, so that means it's my fifth question, right?
Yeah. Not bad brain fart there.
Give me celebrity real names for two.
Celebrity real names for two? Destiny Hope Cyrus.
God, I hope it's Molly.
It is Miley.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was about to be. I thought he was about to spring.
About to be
Noah
like Noah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be so mad.
10-8 Give me odd sports for two.
Odd sports for two. This is a game made famous from the Harry Potter universe and played on brooms.
Quidditch.
Quidditch is correct.
Oh, John.
So I still got two questions left.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one left.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And it's 12-8
12-8
Give me acronyms for two.
Acronyms for two. All right. NRA.
God, I hope this is it. The National Rifle Association.
That is correct.
Would have been a bad look. You didn't get that right.
12-10
Right.
Now what you gonna do?
I gotta think.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with it?
Let's see. So 12-10 we each have one question left.
Correct.
There are no more 2-pointers left.
Incorrect.
Oh, there's 2-pointer for general.
That is correct.
Yes.
But then, so that can put me up 4 and then make you have to take a 4-pointer in acronyms general or. But I can go odd sports for 5 and just beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Give me general for 2.
General for 2.
Coward.
Just a smart move to take away a 2-pointer so then you wouldn't be able to tie it, and then I can also go up 4 potentially.
I was going for a 4 for a win. But anyways, go ahead.
A baby kangaroo is also known as a what?
I know this. Oh, I know this. Oh, my God. Why did this just...
It's not a kit, is it? Kit is incorrect.
What? That wasn't my answer. I hadn't even put the hat back on or approached the microphone. I was still talking to myself. It's not a kid. It's not. Does that count?
If you come with the answer, we'll figure it out. Just go ahead.
Yeah, keep working
the answer
through
right
it.
Now.
Keep working through it.
Joey.
Joey's correct.
Joey is correct.
So, no, we accepted Kit. give me a 4. Okay, do I want acronyms or celebrity role names or general? Oh, got to pick the right one here.
I would think that acronyms would be the best for you because you at least have letters to guide you.
No, they're going to be so close, though. I'm not good at acronyms, really. There are some celebrity names I'll be able to get. There's some that are going to be tricky. General could be anything. All right. Celebrity real names for 4.
All right. Celebrity real names for 4. Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
All right, general for 4. Elizabeth Grant. Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is close, but incorrect. It is a musical artist. It's Lana Del Rey.
Oh, okay. Good job by you, Charlie. What was 4 for general?
4 for general was this South American country produces the most coffee in the world.
Is that just...
It's Colombia.
Yeah, is that just Colombia?
It is not Colombia.
Yeah,
is it Chile?
It is not Chile.
Honduras.
It is not Honduras.
Is it Costa Rica?
It is not Costa Rica.
Is it Brazil?
Is it Peru?
It is Brazil.
Why was Brazil such a far down?
Because I feel like you don't think about coffee for Brazil. You think about that rich... Colombian coffee, rich Ecuadorian coffee.
I think you're just confusing cocaine with coffee.
Yeah. Wrong C word.
For some reason, I thought, Brazil is, I wouldn't have gotten it right, I don't think.
Let's go, John.
Good job by you.
Free smoke.
Good job by you.
Let's go. It's going to fire me up until the Tennessee game. I'm going to be riding that high.
Are you no longer nervous now?
You're thriving. I taught Charlie how to play checkers, and then he beats me in trivia.
Like, don't say that. I can't have anyone catching me knowing that you're helping me play checkers.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Congratulations to the Iron Man, Charlie Collier, on his trivia win. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III want to help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Once again, G3HelpMe.com. Anything we've missed so far today, Cam?
Not really. Just, I guess, NFL coaches. You got a bunch of assistants going through interviews and stuff throughout the week.
I don't think there's anything to really dissect from that just yet.
Yeah.
Leslie Frazier getting interviewed, right?
Yeah. Did you see over the weekend Hines Ward got interviewed?
I think whenever you are a good player like he was,
yeah,
I think you get to bypass the line a little bit.
I didn't even know he was coaching down in Florida.
He's coaching in college, though.
Yeah, like a receiver coach.
FAU, right?
Yep.
If you get to bypass the line a little bit. I don't know. You know, I feel like was he ever on TV? He did some TV stuff, right? Or am I confusing him with Rodney Harrison, maybe? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But I don't think anything will come of that. Maybe that'll get him on a staff.
Gets it through the Rooney Rule.
Yeah, it does get you through the Rooney Rule, but you know, I don't know which team was interviewing him.
I think it was the Texans.
I mean, I feel like they're going to interview enough black guys where it doesn't really matter. That might just be them more so like, hey, no, we fired the black coach, but it wasn't because he's black. Like, look at this.
We interviewed six all of them.
Yeah, we still hired a white guy after we interviewed six black guys, but we interviewed him. But, yeah. Nothing really to, like, take from that just yet other than, like, Brian Flores apparently looks to be a potential package deal with Deshaun Watson. There was a report over the weekend that he might be headed to the New York Giants and that Deshaun Watson is interested in going to the New York Giants with him and playing in the New York market and feels like that's best for his brand and how, you know, during this basically year of getting able to sit out football, he has been working on business deals in New York. So something to keep an eye on there.
You know what would be good about his brand? Being not guilty.
Yeah, I feel like that would just be like, if I'm worried about my brand or what team I'm playing for, like I'm more worried about having a brand and not playing for the longest yard team at this point, if I'm him. I don't know. If I'm an organization, I don't want Deshaun Watson. I'm not touching him. Guilty or not guilty, I'm not touching him.
If I'm the Giants, I need a quarterback.
I don't care. I'd rather lose with my morals.
It's the NFL. There are no morals.
I mean, you gotta like
your team is like
there aren't like
your team is watching each other run into each other and get CTE and like all the pain like, pills like, and stuff they're giving. Like,
I mean,
you have to check your morality at the door in the NFL.
Morals are strongly loosened, but there's got to be a line somewhere. And like Deshaun Watson for me is the line, but then again, Big Ben wasn't the line, so
right.
Who really knows?
The NFL
would have been the line for me too.
The NFL just did their their send off for Big Ben, acting like he is a great family man.
And it was just like, do we not remember?
We didn't. Like, people didn't really care. So, like, with Deshaun Watson, as long as he doesn't go to prison, I think you'll be okay. And they'll say, well, he has sit out for a year, and he is going to have his time in civil court. And we'll see what happens there. But the FBI and, like, you know, the police still haven't came to, like, arrest him. So I can easily say, okay, well, there's just some miscommunication.
They're still, like,
here.
Investigating him, though.
Right, but nothing's happened yet. I mean, if he goes to prison or if he gets –
Right.
That changes the equation here.
Absolutely.
But that's the only thing coaching-wise so far that, to me, has made ripples, just the Brian Flores, Deshaun Watson potential connection.
Dabble to Miami? He's the betting favorite now?
If I'm Brian Dabble, I'm just, you know, showing the film of, like, look, here's what I did to Bill Belichick's defense. Did you see that we had a perfect game? Touchdowns only? Like, no punts, no field goals, no turnovers, just touchdowns? See what I've done with Josh Allen? And I think he does deserve credit for what happens with Josh Allen just because – Josh Allen was a project.
Yeah, well, he was.
And they molded him properly, and he is a top-five quarterback. And right now, he might be number one, just the way he's playing in the playoffs. Now, I know he just laid a couple eggs against the Jets and Falcons, but they won those games both comfortably, right?
Yeah.
The Falcons game wasn't close, right?
Not really. I'd say it was a little closer from the final score, but like, yeah, it wasn't
close.
They weren't in threat of losing necessarily after a couple series in that second
Same
half.
For the Jets, really. So like, the last two quote-unquote playoff games we've seen, they were both against the Patriots, and he whipped their ass both times. Now, we'll see what happens with the Chiefs this weekend, but, you know, Dabble, or Dabole, however the hell you pronounce it. Like, to me, he should be the number one offensive mind.
Yeah.
Like, in line for a job.
Yeah. And, yeah, like you said, that Allen resume looks great right now.
I do feel like people forget, like you mentioned, that Josh Allen was a project and also struggled.
I mean, his accuracy has gotten much better, you know, since his time in the NFL, and he has improved. And that, you know, he's the rare project quarterback that has been molded properly, and you see all the tools, and they put it together. So that would be appealing to me if I'm any franchise. Now, if I'm Dabble, again, however the hell you pronounce it, I don't know if I'm going down to Miami to try to fix Tua. But, yeah. I mean, if I'm Miami, I'm definitely interested in hiring him to see if he can fix Tua. Because unless you can get Andy Reid, like, it seems like this guy might be the second best option.
Yeah.
I mean, just if guys on the market.
If I'm in Miami, yeah, then I want Dabble. If I am pretty much any opening, like, I want either Dabble or Brian Flores.
Okay.
Yeah. Todd Bowles would be another guy I'd be interested in.
Well, Miami's obviously not going to hire Flores, as they just fired
him.
But,
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, with Flores, like, he brings you stability, or at least he brings you credibility of, like, you know he can win some games.
Yep.
You know he's going to run a program that's going to be clean and respected. And, I mean, it might sound like a college coach, but, like, it seemed like Miami was a professional organization. Like, it seems like they didn't really have much locker room trouble, and it seems like they were able to kind of overcome adversity and still win a bunch of games. Not enough, but a bunch. And that might be enough to get him there. Now, I don't know if I feel comfortable with him if I'm drafting, like, a young quarterback, right? If I'm a team, if I'm Chicago, do I want Brian Flores to coach Justin Fields? Because we just saw him with Tua and not really have the faith and the confidence and the patience to, like, develop him. So, like, I don't know if I want to have him coach him or Trevor Lawrence or maybe another young quarterback that needs to be molded. Not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying we haven't seen him do that.
Yep.
To me, that's really all – I guess that's noteworthy coming out of the coaching search weekend. Jim Harbaugh still – I think he's 2-1 odds to go to Vegas now that they're officially out of the playoffs and I guess have an opening. Vegas looking for both a coach and a GM. Harbaugh has reportedly talked about how he wants to have the option to do both. Be a coach and a GM, like call the shots with the roster. So something to keep an eye on there, as they have apparently had their eye, and Mark Davis has an affinity for Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, I know we talked about Miami. Yep. Being a spot for him, but Vegas might beat him to it. And maybe Derek Carr would be appealing enough to get him there. Like, I know we've talked about maybe. You know, him maybe being out, but maybe Harbaugh looks and says, no. Hell, Derek Carr is pretty good compared to, like, Alex Smith. He's a better version of Alex Smith than I had, so I can make it work.
Maybe you can add Davante Adams to the equation, too. Davante Adams has spoken about how he would want to go play with Derek Carr and even play in Las Vegas.
That's his boy from Fresno State, so, like, if they do break up the Packers this year, then, yeah, Davante Adams would make a lot of sense going to Vegas. But just something to keep an eye on. Of the four games this weekend, I mean, I was going to ask what the one we're most excited for, but I feel like everyone is pretty much circling Chiefs Bills, right? Like, I mean, you've seen a lot of people say this is the de facto AFC championship game. Which, I mean, you can say they're the two best teams in the AFC, like, whatever. I obviously feel different, but I don't have a problem with people that feel that way. Like, they're the two best quarterbacks in the AFC. I mean, I have no problem saying Allen and Mahomes are the two best there.
Yeah.
The Titans beat both of them in Nashville, and the third game would be in Nashville again. So, like, I think my Titans would have a chance, especially if they are able to dispose of Cincinnati pretty easily, and then you have the Chiefs and Bills go to war, you know, the next night. But it seems like that's by far the best game of the weekend, right?
Yep.
Bills-Chiefs?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Third time they'll have played in basically a calendar year. Familiar with each other. Of course, they were the AFC Championship game matchup last year.
Yep.
They played in either late September or early October, I believe, this year. So this will be the third time they've seen each other, so they're pretty familiar with each other. All three of those games will have been in Kansas City, which if I'm Buffalo, kind of sucks, but, you know, got to finish with the better seating.
I mean, you said it earlier, but again, maybe a big game like that takes it out of them a little bit for the AFC Championship.
I don't know if there's going to be a letdown. because you're going to be close to the Super Bowl. But again, like mm-hmm. if everyone's telling you like this is the team you got to beat, and that's who you have had in your mind all year, because the Bills pretty much made every offseason move and like has been gearing all year like we got to beat the Chiefs,
Yep.
So like if you do finally beat the Chiefs, it would be possible that Buffalo then turn around and be mentally exhausted to get up for a physical Titans team.
Well, that's exactly what happened earlier this year. I mean,
yep,
they
exactly
played on Sunday Night Football, and everyone talked about, oh, the Bills had this game circled. The Bills said that they need to be able to beat the Chiefs to be respected, this, that, and the other, and they went and beat the Chiefs and then followed up with a loss to the Titans. Well, you know, maybe the same exact thing could play out here a second time.
So, I mean, that's the hope. But I think you'll be able to reset, like, and, you know, get up for an AFC
even if they do get up, like, I like our chances.
Sure. Yeah, and, if the Titans are able to beat the Bengals, which, you know, the Titans, I don't think you get to the playoffs and you're overlooking anyone. So I don't think they're sitting there waiting, like, who we got in the AFC Championship. Like, the Titans are going to have to take care of business. And, you know, they'll be able to obviously get up for a home game with a chance to go to their first Super Bowl.
The moment that they say running back Derek from the University of Alabama, number 22, Derrick Henry, like that is that is going to be an explosive moment.
Mm-hmm. So I think the best game is Chiefs Bills. Are these the two best quarterbacks in the AFC? Yeah. Are they probably two of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL right now? I mean, I'd say yeah, right? Rodgers. I mean, like, I guess Brady gets the legacy award, but it seems like these guys are playing at a higher level than Brady is right now.
Most definitely.
Probably even just as high, if not higher, than Rodgers. I mean, when you're asking about what they're asked to do.
I just think Rodgers is still the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Sure.
But I think you follow that up with Mahomes and Allen. And even though this actually – I don't know if Mahomes has played a top three quarterback season this year, but we just know – I mean, he is a top three quarterbacks from just a pure talent perspective.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, this year I think it's fair to say that, especially at times, he has barely looked top 10. And even against the Steelers for – you know, a quarter and a half, he looked top, you know, barely top 10. But then, you know, all of a sudden they start throwing the balls down the field and he's hitting open receivers and running around. And they're, I did feel like the one thing I would complain about is that it feels like the Chiefs used up some of their good plays. Like the Travis Kelce touchdown on the goal line that he threw the pass. Like, we haven't seen that look all year. Why do they run it when they were up 21 points against the Steelers? Whenever, like, Kelce's faking the quarter, you know, the tight end power and then throws a laser to the field. Like, why do they waste the throwback to the open, you know, offensive tackle that was eligible? Why do they waste the another one of their variation of their shovel passes that got them a touchdown? It seemed like they could have saved some of those for the Bills instead of, you know, wasting some of their good plays. But maybe they were trying to give them something on film to watch. I don't know. Only 4 days away from the playoffs, boys. Only 4 days away. You'll be okay,
so
Charlie.
Close. You'll make it.
You're going to make it.
You just made that sound so long.
This time, 4 days from now, I mean, you're going to be drinking some White Claws and getting ready to watch the boys win. Then I'm going to find you and I'm going to hug you after the game. It's going to be beautiful.
This time, 7 days from now, though,
you're going to be a nervous wreck.
Double the nerves. Double the stress.
Next week, I'll be okay with you being nervous. Not this week, though. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Today, we'll leave you with that to ponder. Charlie, appreciate your time. Congrats on your trivia win again, buddy.
Thank you.
Cam, have a good day, my friends.
You have a better day.
Tighten up, everyone. Let's go to break. Let's end the show. The Drive with Russell Smith and the Bear up next.